Thank you for tuning in to this week's podcast episode, How the Moon Can Help You Heal. My name is Michal Mahipal. I'm an astro-shamanic practitioner and astrologer, and I want to share with you some secrets that making my work so successful. And this week's episode is absolutely interesting. If you are an energy healer, a Reiki healer, a healthcare professional, a doctor, a nurse, an alternative medicine therapist, or if you just use the knowledge I provide for you for self-healing or healing your family. In last week's episode, I shared with you the three basic ingredients that we are using in astro-shamanic healing, which are intention, timing, and tools. A lot of people have been asking me if I could go a little bit deeper into any of these subjects, so I thought it would be a good time to start with the right timing. And right timing for healing has a very powerful energy because we are enhancing our healing abilities. We can speed up recovery and we can also reduce any side effects. If we take medication or we had surgery, we want to heal quick, we want to heal fast, and we want to heal properly. First of all, we need to understand what healing actually is. And I love to use examples from Oriental medicine, which is often based in the teachings of yoga or Taoism, which are classifying a healthy human being as someone who is in balance. In balance of the body, the mind, and the spirit. And of course, it's not always easy to stay in balance because we have all these requirements, commitments, responsibilities, expectations around us where we need to engage with the outer world and we can't just sit on our own in our own peace and quiet, but we need to exchange energy. We need to go to work. We need to look after our families. We might have pets. We have elderly people to look after. Our jobs might be really demanding. So there's many different ways on how we are using energy, exchanging it with our environment, giving energy to the tasks that we are doing. And this way, of course, we are losing energy in one way or the other. So if we experience stress for a long time or a certain period of time, it can actually make us sick, because we're running out of energy. So of course, this is then the time where we're taking some time off, hopefully, if we can, to recover our energy levels. We're going to rest, we're going to take it easy, we sleep more, we eat well, and all these kind of things help us to come back into balance. And of course, sometimes depending on your condition and what has caused the imbalance, it might going to take more or less time to recover from it. Other things how we can come off balance is also traumatic experiences. Yeah, so we're worrying too much, we experience anxiety, panic attacks, as maybe, or PTSD as an outcome of something that has happened in the past and we haven't really dealt with it. That could be grief from a loss of a loved one or a loss of a relationship or a job. Maybe something happened to us, we had an accident, someone else has had an accident, so we experienced that kind of shock about the situation. So these kind of emotional things that can hit us can bring us out of balance, and if they're not treated correctly, they can cause illness on the physical level as well. Another thing would be the change of season. There's always the saying about seasonal flus, or we have more allergies in spring and summer, then we have cold and flu season in autumn and winter. So there's more wind, the weather is changing, it's more raining, we have more dampness. In winter, it's very cold. So all these kind of things will be a threat some way or the other to our bodies. And normally, our bodies are really okay to deal with these change of seasons, unless the body is weakened already in the first place. So if you, for example, have a really bad habit of smoking and drinking a lot, then your body might not have the right energy or that what it takes to wear off a flu or a cold. You might going to experience a lot of stress that can weaken your heart, for example, or even your overall immune response. You might going to have a tendency to eat a lot of sugar or sweet stuff and fat or meat that can assist in clogging up your arteries or bringing your digestive system into a turmoil. So there's a lot of things that we can experience in our everyday lives. Also, the lack of exercise can prevent us releasing stress when we're feeling it and can lead to frustration, sometimes even depression or some anger issues. So finding a balance between looking after our emotional health, that we're addressing trauma and things that we have experienced or maybe emotions that we haven't dealt with properly, is one step and really important. Then, of course, taking care of the change of seasons is also another thing that we are preparing ourselves when the times are getting colder. I might want to implement a dietary habit of drinking more teas that are more spicy and warming for my system to heat up my body from the inside out and to avoid any flus or colds coming my way. Another good treatment in this case would be to go to acupuncture every change of season, so just before the season changes. That will prevent you from coming into an excess or lack or deficit of certain energy, so then you're preventing yourself already that you're not going to get this flu or this cold, or you're dealing better with the allergies because the energy hasn't been clocked up inside of you. Of course, another thing is dressing accordingly to the weather. So we're avoiding strong winds. We're making sure we're not walking too much in the rain, because all of these kind of things can have an influence on our bodies. And then making sure we're going to have the right diet where we supplement in the right way for what we need. And we're choosing more organic and natural products rather than eating a lot of processed food, which will weaken our system over time. We find in Oriental medicine or in Chinese medicine the principle of yin and yang, which is also often determined as deficit or excess. So as I said, if the body comes out of balance, which happens quite often, normally we should be able to restore that balance quite quickly if we make certain changes to our lifestyle. In some cases, that might not be possible. You might gonna go through a lot of stress at work and there's nothing that you can do about it. Or you experience a trauma and trauma is not healed within weeks. It can take months and sometimes years continuously to very slowly observe the process and how we can deal with these difficult emotions. And what can happen in that time is that we develop an excess, not an excess, or deficit of energy. And what I mean by this, you could have, like, for example, say we're in summer and you're going out and you're spending a lot of time in the sun, and at the same time you also experience a lot of stress at work, then you go out and you have the heat exposure. So stress in Chinese medicine is often creating a lot of heat in the body. Then we have additional heat, maybe from the season, the sun is shining, you're just going to chill on the beach, but you've done it for a few hours and suddenly you develop a migraine. So there's too much heat in your body, which then turn into certain symptoms of heat symptoms, headaches, and maybe diarrhea. It depends where it's located in the body. So of course, if we have that excess, the treatment then in Oriental medicine would be that we trying to balance the body back into less excess. Yeah. So that means we need to then use certain practices on how we can release or reduce the heat in the body or this excess to bring it back into balance. And it's the same with the deficit. There are people who maybe lack iron in their blood, especially women are very, then the older we get, we lack collagen, which is important for our nails, our hair, our skins, and our bones. So we need to start supplementing what we're not receiving on nutrients through our diet by buying these supplements in and adding them to our body. There's also a lack, maybe people experience a lack of energy, a lack of hope. There's all sorts of things that we can go through. Fatigue and tiredness could also be a lack of something. So then again, here we would be looking into bringing the body back into balance by either supplementing to make up for the deficit, or we're going to treat in a way that we have an energy healing treatment, an acupuncture treatment, an alternative therapy treatment to bring us back into balance, so it will be a nourishing one, because we're always using the opposite. If I have too much, I need to take something away. If I have not enough, I need to give something. And this is why it's this principle that I'm going to introduce you to regarding the moon phases and how they can help you heal and enhance your overall healing abilities if you're already working in this field or you're working in the field of alternative medicine, because you can then start timing your treatments accordingly to be more successful. In shamanic healing, we are also working with restoring the balance of our clients, very similar to Oriental medicine. So it's the same principle of finding balance, yeah, rebalancing the system after a period of stress, a period of trauma, you know, all these kind of things that we are working with. We're just working more on an energetic level. For example, we are very close looking at the sun and the lunar cycles, which allow us to make certain predictions about the energy levels. So the vital energy, which is represented by the sun, which comes from the seasons and also gives indications about how much energy we have during the day. And then we've got the moon cycle, which is very much about our fertility cycle, metabolism, our emotional and mental health. So this is the basics. How we are using in shamanic astrology or in astro shamanism, I'm using the sun and the moon and compare their cycles with each other to predict certain tensions that will arise energetically. So I can already tell by tracking the cycles how certain people will react, or you can predict that certain problems will come up sooner or later when people are going through this. And of course, I'm paying close attention to the sun cycle when it comes to the seasons, because every season has their own energetic qualities that are crying out for healing on one way or the other. However, shamanic astrology, even dealing with energy healing at its best, it can also be really used to work on a more physical level, and this is what I want to give you. So you don't need to be an astro shamanic practitioner to make use of the sun and the moon cycle for your personal healing or for the healing of your clients. Furthermore, the information that I will give you allows you to plan your treatments for your clients on their symptoms and what they are showing for. So if you've got a client coming to you, and it doesn't matter if you are a doctor or you practice alternative medicine, you will have a conversation with your client where it comes be really clear that the client has either a deficit or an excess of something. So then you know, if my client has got a deficit, I know that I need to nourish. My treatment needs to be nourishing rather than releasing, because the client already is lacking something. And the same is when we're looking at the excess, that someone has too much of something, then I need to provide a releasing treatment because there is already too much in the body or in the mind, and my treatment then needs to be accordingly provide the opposite so we can bring the client back into balance. I can't tell you what kind of treatments you do, but what I can tell you is the right timing for healing according to the moon calendar, which is really easy to use and to observe. If you're not quite sure how that should look like, I would recommend that you head over to my website, which is www.mihalmahipal.com, and you check out my blog post, How the Moon Can Help You Heal, because there are some pictures that really explain to you how you're going to mark the dates and the faces in the moon calendar, so you can't go wrong and you know exactly what to expect. I also want to share with you a little study that a biologist, Frank Brown, did in 1954, and he was convinced that oysters are tracking the moon cycle. So what he assumed was that oysters are able to keep time because they were regularly eating twice a day when there was high tide. And he found that really interesting, because he then said, I need to find out, is this to be true? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to ship these oysters away from the ocean. I'll put it a few hundred miles inland. And then he did the experiment by, he didn't change the temperature. It still was dark. So nothing has changed in the environment apart from the location. So first of all, nothing really happened. The oysters did feed the same time they did before, twice a day when there was high tide. But gradually, he did observe that their cycle changed very slowly, and suddenly they were 3 hours behind the cycle than they had before. Is because he moved them inland. So they then again adapted to the moon cycle and adapted this to their feeding cycle. Brown then became convinced that the oysters would also represent humans and all living beings on the planet, and that we are very sensitive to these cosmic cues and continuously are sensing the lunar and the solar cycle, which would then influence our biological processes. So I've known this, I think, like forever. I'm very sensitive to my environment. I do feel when the weather is changing. I do feel when the energies are changing. And you don't need to be an astrologer to implement this knowledge. It's more about becoming aware that the sun and the moon, very powerful gravitational forces, are not only holding the sun, holding the solar system in place, and the moon pulling the tides, but at the same time that these things also have an impact on our physical, mental, and emotional well-being, and this can be used in our favor. Once we understand how the moon cycle works, and how they affect our ability to heal, to recover, to digest, how to reproduce and these kind of things. And reproduction not only in form of becoming pregnant and birth children, but also reproducing cells. Yeah, reproducing, I mean, this is recovery. Reproducing new cells, healthy cells in our body. If we understand this and we're working more in alignment with these cosmic cycles, we do really improve our ability to heal and speed up recovery. And this is what you want. I mean, if you are an alternative energy healer or alternative medicine therapist, if you're a doctor, and even if you just want to do it for yourself and you want to do more self-healing, or you want to become aware of how nature and their forces do affect you on a physical level, then just use the moon calendar in the way that I will show you, because it's so easy to adapt. Nothing really complicated, and I really try to keep it on a level where everybody can use it. Of course, the most of people already know that the human behavior is very much changing around the full moon. I mean, if you've ever known anybody working in a mental health ward or in a hospital or even at the police, and you ask them, what's going on around full moon? And they said, oh my God, please don't talk about it. So, of course, we all know, and I think personally you experienced this yourself as well, that around the full moon, everybody is just going crazy. Unless, I guess, the full moon is in Libra. That's a more balanced full moon. Generally speaking, our emotions are heightened around the full moon because there is the biggest tension between the sun and the moon. Yeah, while on the new moon, we might kind of feel more, oh God, we don't have any energy, because that's when the moon is the furthest away from the sun. So very interesting to just make these two observations in your everyday life, and might just paying more attention to how you're feeling around the full moon and how you're feeling on the new moon. So that would be a good start somewhere. I know that in modern times, a lot of people using the moon calendar to manifest, to cast spells, or do releasing rituals, and it has become so popular in the last few years. There's like a full moon event or gathering or cacao ceremony, and the full moon is great for gatherings, for coming together, but I wouldn't recommend you're going to bring all of the family together. That might be a little bit too many emotions. But if you're planning an event and you want to have a ceremony and you want to have like a group event on a spiritual nature, of course the full moon is powerful. Yeah, it enhances this coming together and sharing with each other, while the new moon are more the start of a new cycle, which holds a totally different energy. And it's right, we can set intention, but trust me, within a week you've already forgotten about the intention if you don't work with it very actively. And I do appreciate that more and more people do, I think even especially women, do honor the moon and its power, and they want to also live more in harmony with the natural forces, because that will keep us very balanced. However, I want to take the moon teachings a little bit away from just being of spiritual nature and really ground it into health, physical, mental, emotional health. And it's not about spiritual. This is like a proven process that the body does metabolize certain things differently than on other days. And I know that you can benefit from this wisdom as well. The moon cycle, when you track it down, you can also use to make important medical appointments, especially when it comes down to surgery or you need to go to the dentist. So you can generally say, never ever have surgery around the full moon. That also means not a day before and not the day after. And this is why, because our body is super sensitive, yeah, on a full moon, apart from, do you want to have a surgeon on a full moon who can't keep up with the demand? But realistically, it's about, on a full moon, it's proven that there's more blood loss, that wounds are not healing as quick as they could be. So these are things that you want to consider if you plan any surgeries or medical appointments that do require something being done to your body, as I said, in form of dentistry, that you had to have an implant or take a tooth been pulled out, or any other surgery. Don't do it around the full moon. No. So that's definitely what you can already put into your journal. That's one thing. But we want to go a little bit deeper. We just not want to just stick to the full moon and the new moon. We also want to go into a little bit deeper into the phases of the moon. So moon cycle had 28 days and 12 hours, and traditionally it's divided in 8 phases. In shamanic astrology, the moon indicates areas where we can experience blocked energy for the fear that we're going to experience pain or get hurt. But this is more on a spiritual level. When we're looking into the chart and astro-shamanic healing, then we can locate these areas and can point them out and work on them accordingly. So this is not something that you need to be aware of. This is just something that I do in astro-shamanic healing. But what we want to do today, we want to look at the only 2 main phases of the moon, because we want to keep it simple. I mean, you're just starting out and understanding about astrology and the moon. So while the sun has 4 cycles, as we have with the 4 seasons, the moon has 8 within a month. But we're just focusing on the 2 main ones which are most helpful for the work that you want to do at this stage, at this moment in time. So we got 2 phases of the moon. One is waxing. That's when the new moon moves all the way to the full moon. And this is the time where we're going to treat clients with symptoms of deficit. And because this time, when the moon is waxing, the body tends to hold on more to things. So if someone comes to me and says they have blood deficiency, or they say they have low energy all the time, then I would know, okay, I'm going to treat this person between the new moon and the full moon, because I need to give them energy because they're lacking something. Of course, if you're a nutritional therapist and you work in that area, you can also recommend some supplements or some dietary products that can help them to nourish their system. So if someone has blood deficiency, we can recommend to take iron tablets or liquid. We can recommend them to drink more beetroot juice. Because we know that when the moon is waxing from new moon to full moon, our system is building and holding on. So everything that we're going to put into the system, the body will metabolize much more easily. It will hold on and try to build substance, new cells, muscles, mass. But also, on the other hand side, that's the time where we more easily put weight on. Yeah. So between new moon and full moon, when you eat chocolate, you put more easily weight on. You will also maybe feel that the body is holding on to more water. You might gonna feel more bloated. While then when we're looking at the waning moon, which is from full moon to the new moon, which is the other phase, the body is releasing. So that's then a great time for treating people who have too much of something. Too much energy, they're continuously restless, they're ADHD, people who want to lose weight, people who have, with stress, you need to see how it expresses itself, because it's a person stressed, are they already in overdrive that they can't stop working? Then we need to treat them with a release treatment because they can't stop working, so after the full moon. And if the people are in a stress level where they feel tired all the time and exhausted, so they can't handle the stress, then we're working with a deficit. So that's a deficit, so we're working with a treatment where we nourish their energy. So we do give them energy. We're doing treatments that help them to build more energy. Yeah, so this is how you can plan it out. So if you've got people coming to see you, and they have maybe problems in wound healing because the immune system is suppressed, that would tell me I'm going to treat them before the full moon, new moon till full moon, because their body is lacking the energy or the ability to heal itself. Yeah, it doesn't have enough protection. It doesn't have... So these kind of things are super, super important. At the same time, they're super easy to follow. So I'm going to give you a little bit better overview over these. So if you're treating a deficit, so someone lacks something, you treat them between the waxing moon phase, which is the new moon to the full moon. On a physical level, that could mean you nourish the blood and the muscles, you restore the bacteria in the gut. You can use collagen to build the skin, supplements, or if it's vitamins, ions, minerals, and it's good to drink healthy greens. So that's on the physical level. On an emotional level, if you treat on the emotional level, you want to build trust, build confidence, and build safety within the client. So you work around these areas. If you work on a mental level, you restore clarity, you build focus, build connections, and help them to visualize. If you work on a spiritual level, you offer prayers to the client, nourishing energy and uplifting energy. So this is the area what also you can recommend to the client to surround themselves with something that energizes them, that makes them happy, or prayers that strengthen their connection with the divine. I think that could be really helpful. If you've got a client or yourself, you feel you've got too much of something, you're going to treat your client or yourself during the waning moon phase, and that's the full moon to new moon. On a physical level, we can say it's about losing weight, detox, cleanse the intestines, cleanse the blood, release, remove, drink more fluids and herbal teas. If you're a doctor, I guess then that would be a good time if someone has to have dialysis, if they have to have a liver cleanse, gallbladder removals, anything that's a removal, even cancer treatments, a removal. Chemotherapy is also, you know, I would treat it after the full moon. I would do more chemotherapy because we're reducing the side effects, because the body is letting go of the toxins immediately. Before the full moon, it will hold on to it and there will be much more side effects. If you're working on an emotional level after the full moon to the new moon and you've got a client coming to you, it's a good, or you booked someone in where you know they need to work around forgiveness, letting go, surrender and allowing, I would book them in after the full moon because they're more in a releasing state and more open to these things. If you treat on the mental level, it's about meditation, withdrawing, stillness and mindfulness to gain clarity and balance of the mind. On a spiritual level, if you're working on that level, like I often do with astro-shamanic healing, I remove, cut, let go, release and ground. So these are energetic attachments, karmic ties. Yeah, so if someone is really ungrounded, I would work around this time of the moon phase. It's also people who struggle with sleeping because their mind is too overactive, they're overanalyzing, overthinking, anxiety. So all these kind of things are really good treating after the full moon. And there you go, that you can now actually plan out how to make a treatment plan, or if you got clients, you know how to book them in, or if you want to heal yourself. And what I would do, I would to go and get a moon calendar, and then you can have a look at the moon cycles, and then you mark the two phases of the moon in your calendar. You mark green for the waxing phase, which is the new moon to the full moon. It's about growing, nourishing, and building your system. That's why it's green. And yellow is the waning phase, full moon, new moon, about releasing, removing, letting go, and getting rid of. So then you've got the, and of course you mark the full moon with no operations, anything, that you're not going to have any surgical treatments around this time. And this is really powerful because you can also then predict your energy levels, that you will be more energized in the green phase before the full moon, and a little bit less energized after the full moon. It's really important that you're going to keep in mind that you learning. Yeah, so it's not going out now and thinking, oh God, I can't remember what she said and I don't know how to do it. So either you're going to listen to this podcast again or you head over to my website. I've written a whole article on how the moon can heal you or how the moon can help you heal. And then you will see some graphs and pictures on how exactly the method works. But it's simply enough just to learn to be aware and conscious and just working with these four reference points. Two reference points is the new moon and the full moon. This is where you know the phase is changing. And then you know there's this waxing phase of about 2 weeks from the new moon to the full moon. And there's the one in phase from the full moon to the new moon. And if you follow these simple steps over a period of time, you will already see how your own body is improving, but also how your healing abilities are improving because you're doing healing at the right time. Yeah? Because if I would treat someone who is already totally over the place, they got too much energy, they can't ground themselves, and I try additionally to this, give them energy before the full moon, I think they would rather explode for energy. Yeah, that would be too much. What I want to do, I want to have a very effective and quick way on how I can help my clients, how I can help myself by aligning myself to the universal forces and then make treatment plans or appointments according to what's the problem of my client, what's my problem, what's the problem of my kid, my husband, whatever, even my dog. And then I would wait till the moon phase is supporting the healing that they need. And then I would be actively do something about it. And these simple steps will already change your life amazingly, especially if you're looking to lose weight. So you're not just a little bit more conscious about what you're going to eat on the phase before the full moon happens. And after the phase, you might going to add some herbal teas that allow you to detox and release all the stuff that you don't need in your body. Also knowing if I need to have an ice cream after the full moon, it does affect my body less in terms of holding on to what I'm eating rather than when my body is in the process of building the system. Yeah, building muscle mass, building new cells. So this is definitely a really good time to find this out. And soon there will be my signature program coming out about astrology and healing, where I will be going even in more depth, really allowing you to look at nutritional plans, looking at the moon from not only these two phases, but looking at the moon on every time she is changing signs because she's moving on her journey of 28 days, she's moving one cycle completely through the zodiac. So then we can even more go in more deeper and be more specific about what we're going to eat, when we're going to eat it to perform at our best. At the same time, what we are treating, where's the moon and how it can help and assist us in better, quicker healing. If you've got any questions, don't hesitate to message me, to email me, check out my website. There's a lot of interesting information on there. And I'm really looking forward to talk to you in 2 weeks' time when I will be doing an interview with Trevor Cohen on shamanic engineering. And I think that could be really interesting for a lot of you. Thank you very much, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.